It's Monday, May 11th, 2015. Thanks for tuning into The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. Give it up. Slam it, jam it to the bumper. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Fun way to open up this here episode of the show. That's the Queens and Ngolobondo Bashis band from South Africa, of course, doing the song Malobo Maladala. I have no idea how you say any of these words, obviously. It came off a fantastic compilation called Classic Magamba Girl Groups Volume 4. And I'll tell you some good news about this compilation. It's one of four compilations of its kind, and it's free. You can go download it right now off the internet. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And if you liked that song, which I'm sure you did, because how good was that song? You'll be pleased to know that there's a lot more just like it on these compilations. So go download now. Speaking of stuff kind of from Africa, how about The Very Best? They're from kind of a mix of London and Malawi, since they got two guys who collaborate. And they got a new album. It's called Makes a King, and we're going to hear two great tracks from it. First, Let Go, then Kenyelli. And if you like these two songs, you're going to want to pick up the new album, because it's quite good. So here we go. Without further ado, The Very Best. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Let go, let go. If I lose it, then will you want? Chico, chica, fica. I'm Chilly Gonzalez, the musical genius, and I've been asked to explain some of today's pop music. I'm going to begin with Daft Punk, the song Get Lucky. You all know it. That sounds like 2013, right? So what do we hear? We hear four chords over and over again. They are as follows. B minor, D major, F sharp minor, and E major. Now, the names of the chords aren't so important. What you need to know is that Daft Punk has used them before. You know this song? That's right, Around the World. So this is classic Daft Punk, and it's also classic of them to only use these four chords for a whole 6-minute pop hit. So you might think that's a bit lazy or unimaginative, but a truly clever pop musician can do so much with so little. And if I think about classical music and this kind of technique, it reminds me of an Italian thing called the ostinato. And this was just a way of having a bass line, just like our Daft Punk bass line, play through everything, whole song. And it's here what happens in the right hand, or in this case, in the voice of Pharrell Williams, which really determines the structure of the song. So it begins with some very syncopated verses, very repetitive. And rhythmically, you can hear it's in the air. Da-da-da-da-da-da. This is a way of keeping the excitement going and anticipation. We then get to the bridge, and in the bridge they use a very interesting harmonizing technique where the voice follows the bass, but with a slight harmony. So it sounds like this. The exact same shape, just at different parts of the piano, that gives this feeling of togetherness. This is an old technique. I like that Elvis song, Can't Help Falling in Love. It uses the same technique here. Following the bass. Same in Daft Punk. But of course, a pop song is all about its chorus. And in the chorus of Get Lucky, we get the excitement of finally hearing the words Get Lucky in a rhythm that comes together, and it's just so pleasing and catchy, and that's why this chorus made it the hit of 2013. Thank you.
right, time to catch up after quite a number of instrumental songs. After the very best back there, we heard my favorite, Frank LoCrasto. He went to my high school. I like that guy. He's got a new album. It's called LoCrasto. And we heard a couple of tracks from it. Hotels and Bad Lieutenant, both super awesome. I can't say enough good things about Frank LoCrasto's interesting mix of vintage synth and then, like, jazz. I don't know what it is exactly, but it is super awesome. I loved his last album, and I love this new one too, so be sure to pick it up. Look for links to where you can do so at the website, and do so now, because you will not regret it. It is super good. After Frank LoCrasto, we heard Chili Gonzalez, another favorite of mine. I talk over Gonzalez music all the time. I love his solo piano stuff, and he's got a new record called Chambers. We heard a couple of tracks from it. We heard Green's Leaves, not Green Sleeves, but Green's Leaves, and then Solitaire, both pretty good songs. This is not a solo piano album per se, it's more of a chamber music kind of album, but that said, still pretty good, and there's ample piano playing on it. Thank you very much, Chili Gonzalez from Germany right there. Up next, a band from San Francisco, California. They're called Vetvier, and I've played them on the show before, but they've got a new record. It's called Complete Strangers, and we're gonna hear a song from it. We're gonna hear Stranger Still, and this song's like 7 minutes long, so we're just gonna hear this one song, but I think it's a pretty good song, so it's worth the whole 7 minutes. So that's my conclusion. And it's representative of the album. On the one hand, it does sound like the album, but it also is kind of like way better than, I don't know, I feel like something about a lot of it doesn't quite work for me or something, but whatever, I love this song. So here we go, Stranger Still from Complete Strangers, the new album by Vetvier. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head. We'll be right back.
We are with the unique and multi-talented Nelly Mackay. Nelly, you have completely reinvented yourself.
Oh, yes, that's it. My personality stems from my hair color.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the sad if
All right, time to catch up one last time. After Vetvier, way back there, we heard Alex Bury. He's from London. He's got an EP called Inside World, and I rather like it. So we heard a couple songs. We heard Dome Creed, and then we heard Amen. Both super great songs off of that EP. So if you liked those two songs, definitely want to pick up the EP because it is quality. I'm just going to say that about it. After Alex Bury, we heard Diet Sig. They're from New Paltz, New York, and they did two tracks off of their Over Easy EP. We heard Breathless and Harvard, and super great. Tried to see these guys when they were playing out in Bushwick, I don't know, some months ago or something. I missed the show because I'm terrible at seeing live music these days. It's terrible. But nonetheless, I wanted to see them. And so that counts for something, right? So I still have not seen these guys live. But whatever. I like their EP very much. So if you like those two tracks, pick up the EP. It is quality, and I like it. And then after Diet Sig, we heard the one, the only Nellie Mackay from right here in New York City doing Ichiku Park and If I Fell, a Beatles cover from her new album called My Weekly Reader. It's been a while for Nellie Mackay, right? I feel like she hasn't put out an album until recently, so that's exciting. My Weekly Reader. If you like Nellie Mackay, I've played her on the show many times in years past when she's had new stuff. I'm a huge fan, and I gotta say, this new album does not disappoint. So, you know, check it out. My Weekly Reader, two tracks right there by Nellie Mackay. Very good. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, a band from Wichita, Kansas. When was the last time I said that? Oh, let me look. Pokety Clit. Never said that before. They're from Wichita, Kansas. They're called the Lost Kites. And it's like, you know, these two people, they put together some lo-fi music in their closet or something. It sounds like it. And it's also catchy music. I like the songs a lot. So we're going to hear Cemetery Girl. It's a single. You can get it on Bandcamp, as you can with a bunch of other stuff that they've released. And if you like the song, check them out, because I think these people are going to go places. That's my theory. Don't write it down, though, because I have a terrible track record with predicting such things. But that said, I like the song. So check it out, The Lost Kites, Cemetery Girl, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Noor, Hope Street, and Video Nasties, all by Frank Locrasto. If you like what I play on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave reviews for the show in iTunes. That's nice. And you can send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or just go to thesoundsofmyhead.com and look for links to everything I talk about, including where you can follow me on social media, which is another way you can contact me. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.